Good morning. Good afternoon. Commissioners, meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk circulated the minutes from July 17th. Were there any additions, corrections, or substitutions? Move to approve.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Welcome up our emergency management coordinator to go over the radio project.
Thank you. This is going to be short too because my radio guru is not here. So the idea behind this GMRS radio project is that we would be able to put some antennas up and allow for our community to use GMR radios in an emergency where they'll be able to talk around the community where those GMR radios have a 2 or 3 mile radius or something like that. I don't know for sure. But we would need to probably put an antenna up on the tower, law enforcement tower. But we'd have to see if that would interfere with anything. I don't think it would. And possibly another one at the airport, maybe at the American Legion, so that people would have another means of communicating when we're having issues. The estimated cost on it is about $700, they tell me. And what I'd like to do, since the guys aren't here that really know a lot more about it than I do, is just kind of plant the seed for you, and then we can get more information and something in writing for you to be able to look at. They asked me about it, and I said I thought it was a pretty good project. It's similar to the 307 radio that Search and Rescue can use now. That was the Search and Rescue Council helped fund that project for people that are lost in the or hurt. They can use their 307 GMR. And it helps the search and rescue folks be able to find them faster. So it was kind of an offshoot of that idea for our community, and it would probably just be around. I don't think we could do it countywide, but around the city where more people are. I think it might be kind of a neat thing, and I don't think anybody else has tried it yet. So it'd be kind of a pilot project. But anyway, that's what we're looking at, and hopefully I'll be able to come back to you maybe the next meeting and have a little more detail for you on it.
Questions for the emergency management coordinator? All right, we're going to go ahead and walk us through this Tisdale lease for the tower that is on Tisdale Mountain.
Yes, so that's the tower that's south of Casey. We used that tower years ago in the past to work with provide radio comms for the Casey area. The property owner sold to Mr. Morrison, and when I contacted him about the tower and what his expectations were, he said he'd like to raise the lease from $100 a year to $500, and we talked about that. And I think Mr. Craigle there reviewed the agreement or put it together for me, and Mr. Morrison agreed to that, and I believe he signed it. And so the commissioners probably need to sign it. And we need to get a signed copy back to Ms. Morrison. And I believe, did Taylor put in a payment for that this meeting?
She should have. I talked to Taylor. I think she did.
Okay.
And if it wasn't approved, we're going to pull the payment.
Okay. Okay.
If not, we can arrange a prepay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So basically, that's it. We didn't want to lose control of that tower down there. I'm still really nervous about our radio system. When I talk to our radio communication folks that manage our system, I said we might probably better just look at proceeding, because I the only one I got a map or any documentation from as to where our gaps are in our communication system, WildLink and our system, was from Shane Greet and KC. So we've been talking about just going ahead and listing what we know are gaps and proceed on with the project, so we can get that, because it's going to be a while before we can get the equipment. But saying that, to say this, that we're looking, when we do our study, we're looking at using the Tisdale Mountain Tower site to enhance our coverage down there. So it's a good thing that we are keeping the tower, and we're just, it's so slow progress. I'm pretty impatient about getting this radio thing done, and the idea was to have all that information and that little study completed by springtime, so that we could start working on the projects at the towers before snow season, and that may be early this year, I don't know, but we're kind of stalled out because of lack of information, but I'm pretty nervous about our system, because the last thing that went down, we robbed from parts and pieces of things that had been, we had to go to Windy and take a piece off of a radio up there. It didn't hurt our Windy communications to fix pack saddle, but it's fixed. But
is there any parts left on Tisdale?
Not that I know of. Mm-mm. It's been kind of sitting there empty for quite a while. Yeah. So the Motorola grants that I got to replace the radios in the mobile command trailer, the radio, that was a year ago, and they still haven't received the radios. They're that far behind trying to get radios. It's amazing. I don't know, but anyway, I appreciate you signing that lease. Is there any questions for me on that? Any other questions on that Tisdale Mountain lease?
Mr. Gregory, you've had an opportunity to review this. You've helped update it. Anything you need to be aware of compared to our previous tower leases?
No, other than, is there an Exhibit A on the original legal description?
Doesn't
that
appear?
Or a map? One of the two. I can't remember what we were going to do on that.
I think I sent him a map.
We just need to make sure the map gets attached to that. It's just a map, yeah. I think it's one that either you pulled or Mr. Waller pulled, which is good enough. We just need to make sure that gets attached to that before we send it back to them.
Okay. Where would I find the map?
We can get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We emailed it months ago.
Yes.
He probably just didn't think to attach it when he sent back the original.
Right.
Commissioner, what's your pleasure on the Tisdale Mountain lease with Morrison? $500 a year.
Move to have the Mr. Nabotny sign the lease.
Second. There is a motion and a second to authorize the chair to sign the lease agreement between Johnson County and Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Let's welcome Scott Duncan, our deputy fire warden, up to walk us through Fire Warden Camino's request for Resolution 710.
Thank you. This resolution is a delegation of authority for open burning restrictions, fire ban stuff. This is a little different than what we usually do, I think. This one is pertaining to lands below 7,000 feet, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. So, with the way the amount of grass we have this year, after talking to the fire chiefs, and it's all drying out very quickly. So we figured we'd better get a jump on this beforehand.
Scott, my understanding is that the fire warden took the policy that they have in Campbell County, which correct. The commissioners delegated more authority. So this, if tomorrow we have a heat wave, and rather than wait for the commissioners to meet again in 2 weeks,
correct.
We're going to have to call an emergency special meeting. This would authorize the fire warden
to
institute any of these limitations, whether it's on fireworks or open flames, burning, but the key variable in there is that it's below 7,000 feet, because that's where we get into situations dealing with the Forest Service and the BLM. Is that correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
I think, Mr. Prego, you had a chance to...
I have. Yep. And if it's fine with me. I would just point out in talking to a fire warden that it's probably the point of it is more about removing the restriction than implementing the restrictions, because oftentimes we get into fall and they're, you know, hunting season, etc., and you know, it snows, it rains, and we're not meeting for a couple weeks, and there's really no point in the restriction still being there. So in my conversation with him, he thought it would, the flexibility to remove the restrictions is actually of more importance than actually placing them on there, because we're always usually planning ahead for placing them on there. I mean, this year's a little bit different, but anyway, just pointing that out. That's what he mentioned to me.
Is there a motion to approve Resolution 710?
Make a motion we approve Resolution 710.
Second.
Delegation of Authority for Open Burning Restrictions, Resolution 710. Whereas the Board of Johnson County Commissioners, pursuant to Wyoming Statute 359301, has the authority to limit open burning on recommendations of the County Fire Warden. And whereas Johnson County Fire Warden has real-time information and updates to fire danger in Johnson County and surrounding areas. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Johnson County Commissioners delegates authority to the Johnson County Fire Warden to establish the start and end date of all future fire restrictions based on threat assessments of environmental conditions. This authority will enable the fire warden to act in expert capacity to expedite open burning restrictions which warrant an immediate change rather than delaying for meeting of the Johnson County Board of Commissioners. One, it will be the responsibility of the fire warden of Johnson County to coordinate dissemination of open burning status to the following agencies and individuals. A, the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. B, Johnson County Emergency Management. And C, the Buffalo Police Department. Two, the authority includes the period designated for the sale and use of fireworks by approved vendors. A, restricted activities. One, open fires. All open fires are prohibited except as set out in the paragraph. All open fires is any outdoor fire, including but not limited to campfire, warming fire, bonfires, fire pits, or the prescribed burns of fence rows, fields, wildlands, trash, and debris. Between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 a.m., the burning of trash and debris inside containers provided with spark arrestors and located within a cleared area 10 feet in radius is allowed. Two, fireworks. the use of fireworks. 3, explosives. Use of tracer or steel core ammunition, exploding targets, or electronic or individual fuses or sparks to ignite explosive materials, such as for rockets, cannons, or mortars. 4, disposal. Disposal of any burning objects outdoors, including without limitation, a cigarette, cigar, or match. 5, chainsaws. Operation of chainsaw is prohibited unless the chainsaw has a properly installed spark arrestor. 6, commercial and industrial operations, which include blasting, grinding, welding, or operating acetylene or other torches with an open flame unless used in cleared areas with a minimum of 10 feet radius. 7, grills, stoves, and smokers. The use of grills and smokers is allowed in an improved area regardless of fuel type. Only gas grills are allowed in unimproved areas. 8, restrictions will be enforced below an elevation of 7,000 feet. B, exemptions. State, federal, and local fire law enforcement officials participating in fire emergency and law enforcement activities. Be it further resolved that this resolution becomes effective immediately and shall remain in effect until such times as it may be amended or rescinded by the Board of County Commissioners. Resolved this first day of August 2023, Johnson County Board of Commissioners. Commissioners, there's the reading of the resolution. Any discussion on that? As this is a policy shift, we would welcome any public comment on Resolution 710. Hearing no public comment. Commissioners, all those in favor of Resolution 710, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming in.
Yep.
All right. Madam Clerk, I believe you have a malt beverage permit.
Yes, I do. Amanda Taylor from the Taylor Invasion Bar has requested permit to work the Longmire Rodeo on August 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. To serve malt beverages. All fees have been received.
All right. It looks like you have approval from the town of KC to bring that license up. All paperwork is in order. This will be the Johnson County Fairgrounds from 6 to 9 p.m. on the 9th of August.
Make a motion.
One second. There's a motion and a second to approve the catering permit for the Longmire Rodeo at Johnson County Fairgrounds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Waller, welcome up, planner for boundary line adjustment.
Chairman, I gave Jody a quick report. We're in the process of amending the boundary line process with the county subdivision regulations. There's no signatures required on this or on the Mylar, but I have both, and I have the original affidavits. This involves the Taylor family, the Bishop family, and the Catholic Church Foundation off of Rock Creek Road. It's about 3.25 miles out of town. The report... this was a little bit difficult because it's got 3 landowners and there's attempting to get back to the fence line. So on the map I actually gave you with the aerial imagery, I think that's kind of the best. The gray shaded area is fenced into Taylor's. The crosshatched on the east boundary of Taylor's, that's actually fenced into the Bishop parcel. And on the survey plat, there's already easements that are recorded, but they're going to refile another easement. And in the blow-up on this survey plat, there's an area that's going to be part of the easement, but it's also going to be deeded that entire strip that's going to the Catholic Church. So we've got basically parcels moving and parcels going. Talking to Josh Johnson, who prepared the survey, he's got the Mylar signed with all the right landowner signatures. Everything was notarized. And he showed the resultant parcels because ultimately this involves 3 different. You got a legal entity with the church, and then it's, I think, 3 trusts ultimately with property. So pretty cut and dry. Recommendations would be, hear any open public comments. and approve the affidavit for the boundary line adjustment and the Mylar so they can go ahead and move forward. They've been working on this for probably 3 or 4 months, actually, so it's been in the works. Do you have any questions? There was a couple of little minor typos that Josh had on here. He fixed them really straightforward. And they're going to swap out the deeds immediately. And I think there's some planning that's going on with the Taylor property, and that's one of the reasons they're trying to get this all squared away, is there were actually buildings that were encroached on that side of the section line, so they wanted to just keep it to the fence lines.
Is there a motion to approve the boundary line adjustment between LG and Taylor Revocable Trust, St. John the Catholic Baptist Church Foundation, and Gary Bishop, trustee of the Donald Bishop Revocable Trust? Second. There's a motion and a second to approve the boundary line adjustment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Thank you. Planning and zoning is in the process of reviewing those proposed rules tonight. Should be a pretty straightforward meeting. If they go ahead and resolve, then we'll clean up the whole process for boundary line adjustments plus a couple of other little minor things after a formal public notice. So, thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks, Mr. Rowland. Clerk, looks like your time is in and out. Vouchers for the month.
Yes, Chairman, thank you. We have presented for approval a vouchers in the amount of $657,926.75. That does include prepays that were done in the amount of $260,464.50. And I recommend approval.
Commissioners, you had an opportunity to review the report last night. Were there any vouchers you wanted to pull for discussion?
I move to approve the county bills for some $657,926.76.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Commissioners, any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, did you have additional business that you needed us to transact today?
No, thank you.
Ms. Telkamp, any additional business?
No additional business.
Oh, did you have anything to talk about business part today?
Yes. I mean, I don't know if that's business or not, but I just wanted to. We're getting ready. So our .gov is active, and our IT department is going to each individual computer to get that up and running on your computer. And I'm in the process of collecting everybody's business cards so we can get new business cards ordered, and I realized there isn't any uniformity among the business cards whatsoever. I'm wondering if you're likely to start working on a design. Or if you're okay with everybody's business card being different.
Aren't all these put together by Clear Creek printers here anyway?
Yes, they are.
I guess I don't see an issue if the county attorney has his a little different than the planner. They're all contain the pertinent information, so.
Okay.
that way be just a simple fix for her rather than make it a little cheaper on her side.
The commissioners are all different as well. Do you want to just keep yours different?
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care how mine is written. You change the font on mine, make the same bill, and yes, if you want. Or, you know, but I doubt if I'll need any more cards before they run out anyway, so I think it's good.
Okay. And if I can just say one more thing, IT will be up in our office at 4 o'clock, so if you are able, you would like to get .gov running on your computers. If not, he will make an appointment with you.
There is no additional business, then we would welcome any public comment. Mr. Mayor, you're first up.
I'm here for good things, I guess. So the city recently just replaced our public works director, and I wanted to thank Scott Perringer for being a part of that committee and sitting in, because people can talk to me about asphalt. To me, it's oil and rocks, and that's much as I know about it. So it was nice having his expertise there. Kevin Silvernagel has accepted the position as the new public works director. And I just wanted to thank all the county employees and the commissioners for what you guys do for us in Johnson County. It's appreciated, and I don't think you guys probably hear it enough. So I just wanted to come in and say thank you to all your county employees and you folks as well. So.
What did Kevin, Josh, Cybernagel do to you guys to make him angry?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. There's no public comment. Go. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to give you an update on my affordable housing efforts. I continue to work on it, and I've made several proposals two proposals to the city and not quite gotten any action. Everybody I talked to about it is nods their head yes, and it's a good thing to be doing, but it can't make any forward motion, actual motion. Tonight I'm on the agenda for this at the city council, and I'm going to propose creating a work group. And the work group's intention, the need for the work group is to continue the education, or providing education of the problem to those involved, and to also come up with what I've continually termed a good solid plan to go forward with. And in this work group, I want to propose having a county commissioner, two council members, city planner, county planner, two or three realtors, and a planning and zoning member, of the county and the city. It would be kind of an informal group, but just to go forward, and it would be something we'd need to have some dedicated support to. And so I wanted to just let you know, if the city goes forward with this, I'll come back to you and ask for members and Jim's involvement and that. We've got a lot of things going on, including probably three applications with the WCDA for actual projects, but the end result is in 2 years we may have 24 units. So the effort needs to keep going to continue to do find more and find more opportunities, find more ways to help contractors and developers get things done. And so I'm continuing to do that, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for all your work on that.
Think about who wants to volunteer.
I had a discussion with the JOCO members a couple of days ago, or one of them, Tom Knapp in particular, and they wanted to proceed with the fire alarm so that they didn't get kicked out of the building by the fire marshal. And I told him that I have to ensure that I can honor the support of the other commissioners to go ahead with the $34,000 or whatever it costs to put the initial part of the fire alarm in. And the reasoning behind that is that I don't know that we have our part of the $500,000 or $600,000 that cost to tear that building down. It's empty. That's going to be the only option for it. I'm asking for forgiveness for making a command decision, but felt like it needs to be done.
So, Commissioner Perry, we're in the form of public comment. Are you wanting us to come out and take official action on that, or do you want to wait until the city makes their decision tonight on whether or not they're going to help fund the project?
Oh, I didn't. I thought the city had flat said no.
I believe that the JOCO board is presenting to the city council because they had tabled the request until tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's just fine. I just wanted to make it known, but I thought we should move forward with it. That building began to use a great deal of life by the senior citizens for pickleball, and several different organizations use that building, and I don't think that if it gets torn down, it would be the onus to be on the city, and actually the building belongs to the city. If JOCO vacates it, I guess that they'll have to make a decision what to do with it.
Back on to public comment. Is there a public comment? Public comment?
Bill, I just have a question.
Yes.
On the resolution, fire resolution.
Yes.
That authorized them to make the decision. Has the decision been made? Is there a fire restriction at this point?
There is not, Eric.
Okay.
And I appreciate you helping get that information out.
Just wanted to make sure I understood.
We've given them the authority that if they need it, but at this point, there is not a fire restriction in place.
That was my understanding. I just wanted to make sure that I understood that correctly. Thank you.
Hearing no additional public comment, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
That was all moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.